With one day left before Election Day, there are lots of details voters need to know besides who they plan to vote for. WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports.
Can we count on you going up to vote on that day?
That's the din of a phone bank in Lower Manhattan. Dozens of volunteers with NYC Votes, the voter outreach arm of the New York City Campaign Finance Board, were making hundreds of calls to new voters. Were they going to vote? Had they picked what time? Did they know their poll site? Turnout is expected to be high on Tuesday. And there's news for voters based on a Friday court order. If you believe you are registered and your name is not on the rolls, the Board of Elections is required to offer you an affidavit ballot. Ezra Rosenberg is an attorney with the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under the Law, one of the groups that brought a lawsuit against the board. Rosenberg says the board's method of removing voters from the rolls violates the National Voter Registration Act, which requires
the Board of Elections wait two federal election cycles after a voter has been placed in inactive status before removing them based on an alleged change of address. And that has not been the way the New York City Board of Elections has been operating.
That would mean voters who cast a ballot in 2012 should not be removed from the voting rolls until after this election. The BOE's executive director, Michael Ryan, says the lawsuit caught the board by surprise.
In any event, we have been praised by the Attorney General's office as the five counties in New York State that have the proper affidavit policy in place.
And now the court order means that policy must be followed. The parties are expected back in court later this month. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.